The islands. They're the one place where you can truly be as you are. Where it doesn't matter what you've done, how you make your life, you're just there. With the sun, the sand, the sea, and the locals. Where the notion of no shoes, no shirt, no problems isn't a song title, but a way of life. My way of life. Where I feel the most
Welcome
alive.
Welcome back. You are listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. You know, we're talking hot dogs today, so we thought we'd take you back to the summer where they're a lot more prevalent than they are in the winter. But you know what? We never stop cooking at the Grilling Guys, regardless of the season. So that's a little Kenny Chesney for you. But we are talking dogs, Bob. What we got going, man?
Sun in the sand, baby.
Right.
I'm doing a little research on some sun and sand right now. Costa Rica is on my mind.
Yeah?
Yeah. Right. I'm ready to go back. As promised, on the grilling line right now is Phil McCann from Nathan's. How are you, Phil?
Good morning, gentlemen. How you guys doing?
So what is the what do you folks like to call your – what's the formal full name of the company?
Nathan's Famous.
That's what I thought.
Yep. Cool.
Yeah.
But you're not wrong in just saying Nathan's. A lot of folks know us as just plain Nathan's, but – you know, we're going by Nathan's Famous.
Good. So the part that makes you famous is you do a big contest every year. But before we get to that, what makes a Nathan's dog a Nathan's dog? What's unique about it?
Well, it's 100% all beef, first and foremost. And it's also made the same way with our secret spice recipe that it has been since we opened our doors in 1916.
So it's all beef. That means absolutely no chicken lips in this thing.
Zero chicken lips. That's a good question. Zero.
Right.
Absolutely.
So is there a natural casing on this, or is it uncased?
It's both. We have our natural casing that we sell in our restaurants all over the world, and we have also skinless that are available at retail. Natural casing are also available at retail here and there.
So they're a little snappier.
Yes, it's the kind of the spicy garlic snap that, yep, that folks know and love for generations.
So do you have a proper way to prepare a natural casing hot dog?
You know what? It's kind of all individual preference. You know, personally, and we're from New York, the corporate office, and we have clusters of stores, restaurants up and down the Eastern Seaboard. Personally, it's a spicy mustard with a little bit of sauerkraut. That's kind of the fan favorite around here.
Well, I was really referring to the way to prepare the dog, how to cook the dog, because I've heard guys say when you have a natural casing, you should pre-boil it just a little bit before you grill it.
You know what? There's really no wrong way. What we do in our restaurants, we cook them, most of them, on a flat grill and get them up to temperature, and then what we do is we take the tongs and we roll them gently, kind of press them into the grill so they pop and they snap, and that's when we know a Nathan's hot dog is done. A lot of our customers come into our restaurants and they ask us to take it one step further and throw it onto the char griller and cook it up nice a little bit further.
Okay, so when you say it pops, are you breaking the casing or are you trying to leave the casing intact?
You're right. We're popping it. We're breaking the casing a little bit. It splits in a couple of spots.
Okay, now does that... Some might think that would dry out the dog and make it not as good as if you didn't do that. What's the theory there?
It really just releases the flavor from inside the dog. The spice, the garlic, everything else really comes out very, very nice and juicy, not dry at all.
I like when you say throw it on the charcoal or the char griller and make it nice. You remind me of Big Paulie, who's one of our board of directors. He's from New Jersey and Pennsylvania, so... make it nice. That's kind of a New York East Coast thing, apparently.
I think so.
Yeah,
think so.
Yeah, that's good. So, what we're talking with Phil McCann from Nathan's Famous, which is grown into quite the dynastic corporation, and in terms of the hot dog business, at least, I don't know who might be bigger than you. Maybe Oscar Mayer, because they're old and giant meat factory in general, but.
I know that we're the number one selling premium hot dog domestically for sure. We're available in every state and every supermarket, and we've been around for 101 years. So I think we're the top dog, if you will.
Yeah, you were waiting to say that. I know it were. Yeah. So where are these made, Phil?
They're made in a couple of different plants. One of which is in Brooklyn. Another one is in Chicago. And as I said, I think only a handful of people actually know the secret spice recipe that came from Nathan Handwerker and his wife, Ida. Ida's grandmother came up with it in Poland. And and they opened, you know, we opened on Coney Island in 1916. And that flagship restaurant is still alive and well and proudly serving Nathan's dogs as well as our burgers and cheesesteaks and everything else.
That was where I was going next. If somebody walks into your restaurant, it isn't just all about dogs, right?
Exactly right. We have fantastic burgers. My favorite menu item personally is our cheesesteaks. Chicken, seafood, pretty variety menu we have.
So in the East Coast, you're in Long Island. Yes, yeah. I love Long Island. So we make in Detroit, and we're you know Michigan here, and in Detroit there's a famous chains of restaurants, or several of them. One will be on the next segment after you, called Crankers. But there's all kinds of people that make Coney Island dogs or Coney dogs. Now, Coney Island is, I mean, you can probably see it from your office. So how is it that in Michigan the Coney Island's bigger than it is in New York?
Well, our number one selling hot dog in our restaurants is the chili cheese dog, which many folks across the country call a Coney dog.
Okay.
So I think it's kind of a regional preference, really.
Okay. And see, like our Coneys here don't have cheese. And the sauce is, I mean, these guys are generally Greek restaurants, so it's got a bit of a Mediterranean twist to the chili sauce. It's basically ground beef. Now, actually, to be honest with you, what it is it's beef heart. It's ground beef hearts.
Okay.
And then this red sauce that's just very, very unique. And then you put onions, mustard, maybe pickles on it, but that's about all. You never put cheese on a Coney in Michigan. You'd lose your man card.
That sounds pretty good.
Yeah. Hey, Phil, quick question. Run down your contest that you guys do every year, because that's like that draws national attention. And how many contestants do you get in that thing? And then what was the winning number last year?
Our international hot dog eating contest has been going on for many, many years. It's held every July 4th. Live at Coney Island. It's broadcast on ESPN, and we have about 20 contestants, and what they have to do is they have to win a regional contest in order to make it to the Super Bowl of competitive eating, if you will, and that's our Nathan's Famous hot dog eating contest. We close the streets. People line up at 6 o'clock in the morning to get the front row seats. The streets are closed. We get 30 to 40 thousand fans coming out, and it's quite the crazy show for sure. And Joey Chestnut has won 10 titles.
Oh, wow.
Now, Joey, last year in his, you know, like I said, these guys have to win a regional to compete on July 4th. Joey set the world record for 73 and a half hot dogs and buns in 10 minutes.
Wow.
Phil, we are out of time and we got to skate.
Okay.
I hope the next time I get out to Long Island, I get a chance to stop in and say hello.
Fantastic.
And try some of your fantastic local cuisine.
All right. Thanks very much, guys.
All right. Thanks so much. Appreciate it. Phil McCann from Nathan's Famous.
Coming up next, we're going to crank back a dog and a beer. Stick with us. We'll be back.